The Christmas shopping season is at its peak in Wistful Vista, with hundreds of shoppers in every store. We find two of these shoppers returning home now, their hearts full of joy and good cheer, their arms full of bundles and packages, and their feet full of aches and pains. As we join Fibber McGee and Molly.
Glad we're almost home, dearie. I couldn't walk another block.
Me neither. This Christmas shopping is brutal, kiddo. I don't know which is flatter, my feet or my wallet.
Well, we accomplished a lot today.
Yeah.
Although I'm not too sold on that present you bought for Aunt Sarah.
Dear old rich, tight-fisted Aunt Sarah. Bless her little tiny cast-iron heart. What's the matter with her present?
Well, it just doesn't seem very glamorous. A home bunion kit.
Yeah. Well, I bet she hasn't got one. Besides...
McGee, will you look?
Oh.
Somebody left a package for
us. Yeah, my gosh, right on our porch. All done up in Christmas paper.
I'll bring it in. Oh, it's a big one.
Well, who's it from, kiddo? Who's it from? Has it got a card on it?
Yes, yes, it says here. It says, Merry Christmas from Wallace.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness, Mr. Wimple.
Yeah. Well, what do you know? Good old Wimple.
I didn't expect this much from Mr. Wimple.
I'll set it on the table, kiddo.
Right. Certainly is a big one.
Yeah. Funny shape, too. I'd sure like to know what it is.
So would I, but it's not right to open presents before Christmas.
No, no, that's kid stuff. Sure is a whopper, ain't it?
Sort of bulgy. I wonder what makes it bulge that way.
Me too, but we'll find out Christmas Day. That's soon enough.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
We're not the curious type.
No, no, not us. We'll just stick it in the closet till Christmas.
That's what we'll do.
Yep.
Sure is a big one, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of tall and wide both. I can't figure it out. Well, into the closet it goes.
Until Christmas Day.
Yep.
Then we'll see what it is.
Right. That's when presents ought to be opened.
And not a minute sooner.
Yep.
McGee.
Yeah?
Let's stop kidding ourselves. Open it up.
Right. Yeah, we put up a pretty good fight, though, didn't we, kiddo?
I'm glad we lost.
Yeah.
This is certainly...
Oh, my gosh. Do you see what I see, kiddo?
I'm afraid I do.
Huh.
So that's our gift.
Well, what are we supposed to do with a 3-foot plaster statue of the Statue of Liberty?
It isn't just a statue, McGee. It's a lamp. You see?
Oh.
You screw the light bulb there in Liberty's torch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's got a plug right in the middle of her back there. What do you know about this? Oh, this is just awful.
Pretty bad, all right.
Boy, oh boy. Why, anybody who turned the Statue of Liberty into a lamp would stick a picture of his dear old white-haired mother on a piece of wood and sell it for a dartboard. Gift or no gift, this thing has got to go.
You're right, McGee. We'll take it back.
You said it. We'll turn it in and get something we really want.
I wouldn't do this as a rule, but there are times.
Well, neither. Uh-oh.
Come in.
Hurry, daughter. Hurry, Johnny. Hello there, kid.
Hello, Mr. Oldtimer.
Hi, Oldtimer.
What you got there on the table, Johnny? Jubi doll?
No, sort of a Christmas present.
It is, eh?
Yeah.
Well, I've been getting ready for Christmas, too.
Yeah?
Went out to Dugan's Lake and cut myself down a tree.
Oh.
Have you got your tree already?
Yep. I done my Christmas chopping early. I ain't done so good with my presents, though.
Yeah?
Can't figure out what to give Bessie.
Aw. You're having trouble with her presents, huh?
Yep. Used to be real simple.
Yeah?
I gave her a pearl necklace a long time ago, and every year I've been adding to it.
Oh.
So big now, though, I can't add no more to it this year.
No room for more pearls, eh?
That ain't what I added.
Oh?
I started one pearl and added more string. So long now, the pearl drags on the ground.
Candy makes a nice gift, Mr. Oldtimer.
Not for Bessie, daughter. She's too sentimental.
Sentimental about candy?
Yep. When I give her candy, she don't eat it. She presses it in a book. She's got the messiest library in town.
Don't you have any other ideas for her?
Well, I did see one thing I liked. A real crazy red turtleneck sweater with go, go, go crocheted across the bosom.
Yeah?
I showed it to Bessie in the store window and she said, "Honey, I wouldn't wear that to a dogfight."
Oh, so that's out too, huh?
Nope, I think I'll get it for her anyhow. If there's a dogfight, we just won't go. Come on, kid.
Come on. My gosh, will you look at the mob in this store, Molly? Let's exchange this lamp for something we really want and get out of here quick.
All right, but don't drop it.
I won't drop it.
$20 that thing cost. I saw one in the window.
$20? My gosh, was Wimp ever a stucker. Imagine spending $20 on a stupid thing like us. I mean, a stupid thing like this. Hey, what you looking at?
Oh, look. Look at those lovely bath towels. Aren't they beautiful?
Yeah, all woolen about 3 yards wide. Boy, look at the size of them things. Who gets that wet?
Oh, I'd love to have one of those, McGee. They're just $2 a piece. Say, we could exchange that lamp for 10 of these towels.
Oh, well, if you like them, kid, go ahead and get them and let's go on home. I'm not the type guy that he stands in the way of my wife getting something you want that Wimp is paying for.
Wonderful. Come on, here's the exchange desk. Let's turn in the lamp and get a credit slip.
Good. Hey, bud. You the exchange clerk?
What does the sign on my desk say?
Exchange clerk.
And what does the sign on the wall behind me say?
Exchange clerk.
Well, think it over. Take your time. I'm sure that in less than half an hour, you'll say to yourself, "Ah, that man is the exchange clerk."
Okay, you don't have to make a dad-rat of production out of it. I want to turn in this lamp.
Yes, and I'd like
to... hello, baby. I didn't see you there behind this elderly gentleman.
What do you mean, elderly?
Oh, go play with your statue, Dad. Did anyone ever tell you what gorgeous lips you've got, baby?
Why, yes. Well, not lately, but...
They're just as red as that garnet mint ring you're wearing.
That ain't garnet, that's ruby. And besides...
Well, I'm happy to know you're ruby. What say we do the town tonight?
Now, just a darn minute.
We'll hit the high spots, Ruby. Dinner at the finest cafeteria. Our tray. Our tray's gently touching. Then a triple feature movie. The exotic crunch of buttered popcorn.
Cut that out, Buster. You're talking to my wife.
Your wife?
Yeah, my wife.
Ruby, is this true?
Yes, he's my husband.
Well, I'm sure he doesn't deserve you no matter who he is.
Oh, that's silly.
Well, you're a lucky man, silly.
Huh?
Short for Sylvester,
yeah,
I presume.
Yeah, no better. Never mind the clatter. Just take this lamp.
And write me on the exchange slip, sir. I want some bath towels.
Well, you look clean to me. But you shall have the towels. Yeah, here you are, Ruby. And drop back any time you decide to exchange Sylvester.
McGee, are my lips really so red? I'm not wearing a bit of lipstick.
Yeah, they're red, and so's mine, so's everybody's. Just look around the store, and I'll give you $50 for every pair of green lips you see in the whole town.
You're cute when your eyes flash that way.
Oh, sure.
After all, here we are, miss. I'd like some of those large towels, please.
Yes, madam.
10 of them, please. I have a credit
slip. Hey, hello there, Molly. Hi, pal.
Hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Hi, Junior. You down here picking up some Christmas presents, or are you paying for them?
No. No, as a matter of fact, pal, I've been up in the toy department auditioning for the part of Santa Claus.
Oh, really? What part of him did you audition for, Mr.
All of him, with the help of six pillows.
Oh, you didn't need six.
I gave the children a big smile and I said, Merry Christmas, kiddies. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Must have scared the bejunior out of them.
Well, sir, it was really cute.
Oh, I'll bet.
Yeah, one chubby little chap climbed up in my lap and he said, Sandy Claus, isn't your house awfully cold up at the North Pole?
I suppose you had a clever retort on the top of your tongue.
Oh, sure. I said, not anymore, Sonny. I said, it used to be cold, but now my house is lined with Reynolds aluminum reflective insulation. Yes, sir, I said, that light, bright aluminum foil on craft paper. So easy to tack or staple in place. And ho, 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 what a job it does, I said.
What did chubby little lap sitter say to that?
Nothing. He just smiled happily and set fire to my beard.
Form of criticism, no doubt.
Well, I beat the fire out with my mittens, and I said, in the wintertime, kiddies, Reynolds insulation keeps your house warmer with less fuel.
Oh?
In summer, it keeps the house up to 15 degrees colder. Ho, 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 I said.
Oh, that again.
Mr. Wilcox, you single-handed have probably set Christmas back 50 years. Oh, thank you, miss. Here's the credit slip.
Well, I tell you, the kids loved me.
Yeah?
Yeah, one little fellow about 7 years old climbed up on the chair arm, and he said, Santa Claus, is it really true that Reynolds reflective aluminum insulation is not only lighter and easier to work with than heavy bulk insulation, but aluminum actually means more for your money? Is that true, he said?
Precautious youngster, wasn't he?
Ah, it really is true, Sonny, I boomed. Ever since the Reynolds Metals Company brought competition into the industry to push production up and keep the price down. Ho, 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 I said.
Again.
Well, with that, Cousin Claude smiled.
Cousin Claude?
Yeah, the lad who asked the question.
Oh, I see.
Hey, I owe him a buck. I better find him. See you later, kids.
Yeah. Good old Santa Aluminum.
Well, let's go, dearie. Do you want to carry the towels? It's a pretty big package.
No, you can carry them. That's okay, Tootsie. I'll lead the way on account of because... Hey, wait a minute. Look at all the fancy tools here, Molly. Oil.
Attention, please. Is there a doctor in the house? Please go to the tobacco counter immediately, doctor. A customer can't decide which cigarette to buy.
My goodness, the problems doctors have to face these days. Oh, McGee, there's Mabel Toops. Hold these towels a minute. I want to talk to
okay.
her.
Okay.
Mabel, wait a minute.
Boy, I'd sure love to have one of these combination hacksaw scroll sawn bucksaw outfits. Boy, oh boy. With the nail punch and the chisel on the end. Look at that. And the hollow handle full of iodine. $20, the tag says. Well, just the iodine alone would save that much in doctor bills, and I can't see why.
Hi, mister.
Huh? Oh, my gosh. Hello there, Tina.
Hi.
What are you doing, shopping?
Sure.
Oh?
I'm buying Christmas presents.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. Some hankies for my mama, and some hamburger for my daddy to smoke.
Wait a minute. People don't smoke hamburger.
Oh, my daddy does, I betcha.
He does?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he came home one night and said what he wanted to eat was a great big steak.
So?
So Mama said, you'll get hamburger, and you can put that in your pipe and smoke it. I think I'll get him a half a pound.
You will, huh?
Because,
I said you will, huh?
Will what?
Get him a half a pound.
Of what?
Hamburger.
For what?
To put in his pipe.
And smoke it, I know it. Gee, I like Christmas.
You on Christmas vacation now, Teeny?
Yeah. I'm having fun down here today, though, I bet.
Yeah?
Some friends of mine have got a job singing Christmas carols, and I'm helping.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What do you do for them? Carry their music?
No. I carry the lead. Oh, that's it.
Now, you sure saw that that saw's wrapped up good, did you, sis?
Yes, sir. Here you are, sir.
Thank you.
Mabel Toop said to say hello to you, dearie.
Oh.
Grab the package. Say, that's not my towel.
No, I traded them in, kiddo.
You didn't.
Yeah, for the greatest invention you ever saw. A combination hacksaw, scroll saw, and bucksaw with a hollow handle full of iodine. Something I've wanted all my life.
Heavenly days, I never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, me neither, but it's something I've wanted all my life. Well, anyway...
Attention, please. Will the janitor kindly bring a crowbar to the furniture department? Another fat lady is stuck in the love seat.
She's stuck. I had some nice towels, and look what I got stuck for. That's a silly... Oh, hello, Dr. Gamble.
Well, good afternoon, Molly. It's nice to see you. Hiya, Mudhead.
Hello, whale hips.
Doing your Christmas shopping, are you, Doctor?
Well, just looking around, Molly. I thought I
might... Hey, do me a great favor, will you, Fatso? And don't buy me a necktie.
Oh?
I saw your taste in ties, and, brother, it stinks.
Why, McGee?
Yeah.
Look who's talking about taste in ties. The poor man's Lucius Booby. Look at that creepy cravat he's wearing, Molly. Looks like his omelet blew up.
Is that so?
Well, it is pretty horrible.
Yeah, that thing must have been designed by a cross-eyed Russian with a vodka hangover who hand-painted it with his feet. Where did you get that error, Juggy Ears?
From you.
Oh.
For my birthday. And that's why I say don't give me a necktie.
Mm. Well, it fits your personality.
Those are the kind of things he wears, Molly. But,
Oh, I think that's a very handsome necktie the doctor has on.
Well, thanks, Molly. It's my favorite. Just an old foulard I've had for years.
A what, doctor?
An old foulard.
Well, you know what I always say, there's no foulard like an old foulard. Hey, gosh, don't you get it? It's a play on the old proverb, no fool like an old foulard.
You tell him, Doctor.
Ain't funny, McGee.
Yeah, you're both just jealous on him, kind of because you can't think him up like that, that's all.
Yes, I'm just envious of your wit.
You betcha.
Well, I gotta run along, Molly. I got a date this afternoon with Sad Sam Korshak, the used car millionaire.
Oh, I'd like to be sad like he is.
That guy must be loaded. Every time I look around, he's opening up another used car lot someplace.
Yes, I'm going over for his latest grand opening this afternoon. In fact, I'm taking charge of it.
You opening a used car lot?
No, I'm opening the used car dealer.
Huh?
Mr. Korshak's appendix comes out today.
Oh,
see you later.
Isn't he sweet, dearie?
No, sure. This close to Christmas, everybody's sweet. But you wait till I...
Attention, please. The elevators on the east side stop only at the second and fourth floors between the hours of 3 and 5 and... Oh, no, sorry. I mean the elevators on the west side stop at the third and fifth floors between the hours of 2 and 4. The east side elevators from 6 to 9 will stop on the seventh and eighth floors. The west side of the... Oh, the heck with it, Walker!
Well, come on, McGee. Hang on to your little furniture wrecker there and let's go home. I just don't know how we're going to explain to Mr. Wimple about
that. Hey, Molly. Looky here. Look at the stuff in this food counter here, will you? Ooh. Look at that. Smoked turkey.
Oh, that's the most delicious. I had a bite once.
Hey, look. I just got a whale of an idea, kiddo.
Tell, Mother, tell me.
I'm going to take this saw back. We've been going at this whole thing all wrong, kiddo.
We have?
You betcha. We've been entirely too sensible about this. That's what we've been entirely too sense. My gosh, Christmas ought to be for fun.
That's right, you're so right.
If somebody gives you something you don't want, you shouldn't ought to trade it for something sensible like towels or tools. You ought to get something extravagant.
Keep talking. Wipe your chin and tell me more.
Something we've always wanted and couldn't afford, like...
A smoked turkey.
That's it. That's it. Go on, buy one. Buy it.
Oh, miss, we'd like to look at some smoked turkeys, please.
Yeah, $20 one, sis. You pick it out, kiddo. I'll run and exchange this silly saw set, and boy, we'll live it up, kiddo.
Give me just one more slice, dearie, and we'll put the turkey away.
Good.
I think I'll invite all our friends over tomorrow evening. Mr. Wimple, too.
Let me get at that other drumstick off of there before you start sending out any invitations, Tootsie. Boy, this is delicious.
I wonder how the poor people are doing.
This was quite a parlay, you know that? From Wimple's lamp to bath towels to a set of saws to a smoked turkey.
I need to try to exchange this poor thing, dearie.
Yeah.
This bird has suffered.
Yeah. Nah, that was the best idea. Somebody at the door, throw a towel over the turkey. I don't want to give this expensive stuff
Harry
to
those... Oh, for goodness sakes, Mr. Wimple.
Don't say anything.
Hello, folks.
Oh, hi, Wimp, old man. Come in, boy. Glad to see you.
Thank you.
Sit down, Mr. Wimple.
Oh, I really can't stay, Mrs. McGee. I just stopped by to make sure you got that box I left on your porch this morning.
Oh, sure, we got it, Wimp. Looks exciting, too. We put it away in the hall closet till Christmas.
Yes. We'll take it out Christmas Day, Mr.
Yeah.
Good. I'll pick it up early Christmas morning.
You...
Huh?
It's my present for Sweetie Face. She always opens her packages the minute I bring them in the house, so I thought I'd leave it here with you and fool her this time.
Oh,
you'll certainly fool her, all right. Yes.
Sit down, Wimp. Have some smoked turkey, boy. I want to tell you about a funny thing that happened to us today on our front porch.
Have some more turkey, Mr. Wimple.
Thank you. It's delicious.
So that's a deal then, Wimp. You always spend $5 on us for Christmas, so you merely take the dough for the next 4 years and buy your wife another lamp with it. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Hand me that drumstick, please. Thank you.
McGee, What are we going to give him for Christmas? Have you bought it?
Bought it? You think I'm going to buy a present for a guy that ain't going to give us anything till 1956? Don't be naive, kiddo. Boy, look at that bird eat.
Good turkey.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Well,